Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Perry Middle School Principal Sean Kruger. Sean, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we're talking back to school like we are all week here. It's next week. First, we want to talk about some new teachers that you have at the middle school. So who are they and what are they going to be dealing with?
Well, this year, we were fortunate we only had to replace one teacher, and that is our 6th through 8th grade PE teacher. The previous teacher in that role, Mark Weber, and our head wrestling coach, moved up to the high school to take on a at-risk position and work in our credit recovery program. So we were lucky enough to land Anthony Oros, a recent Simpson graduate in PE, who is very excited to be here. He is currently coaching, I think, one of the assistant high school football coaches, and he'll be picking up a couple other sports as well.
Okay, so that's good, you know, not a whole lot of turnover from last year. Do you feel like that sort of continuity is going to benefit the school this year?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime you bring back all or most all of your staff, you're a step ahead in the current staff, knowing the initiatives, the direction that your building is heading, and so forth. So it just makes for a strong, solid start to the school year.
For sure. Now, one program that is newly starting this year that has to do with behavior and relationships and stuff like that is called Capturing Kids' Hearts. That's being instituted at both middle school and high school. So what do you think about this program and how are you dealing with it?
We're really excited to bring in Capturing Kids' Hearts. Research out there supports the importance of building relationships with students. And if you can connect with students personally, on a more personable level, they're more likely to show up to school with a better, more positive attitude and more likely to perform and be successful overall. There's a lot of research out there, like I said, to support just the relationship side of building relationships with students and getting them on board with what you're trying to accomplish in your classroom. As many people reflect on their educational experiences that they had as a child, generally the teachers who had the greatest impact in people's lives were ones that could connect with those students, those caring adults who understand and could really get to know students on a personal level. I believe our staff currently does a great job of working with our Perry Middle School students, and we just want to build and expand on the outstanding job they already do.
Absolutely. Now, another aspect to the beginning of school is definitely registration. So what can you tell me about registration with the middle school?
Well, anyone new to Perry is encouraged to report to the school offices to register. And they just need to show up. The middle school is open between 7 and 4. They can pick up a registration packet. Our administrative assistant, Rhonda Keneally, can help them with anything in the packet that they might need assistance with. And then they can just go from there. We'll get them registered, sign up for classes, and they'll be good to go. Also, anyone with a change of address, current students, change of telephone, emergency contact, etc., is encouraged to contact our school with the updated information. People will ask about payment of the textbook fees, and I believe that's $50 this year. That can be done in the middle school office. One nice addition that we have for fee collection this year is that we accept credit cards. We have a credit card machine, so people don't just have to bring in cash or checks anymore. We also have on the 21st our 6th grade Blue Jay Camp orientation night. So our 6th graders can come in with their families at 5:45, that is on Tuesday, August 21st, pick up their schedules, and then at 6 o'clock they will go to their advisory teacher, their homeroom teacher's classroom for a brief presentation, and then they'll be allowed to walk through their bell schedule as they would on a normal school day.
Why do you feel like it's beneficial to have that sort of orientation for the new 6th graders?
It's just one of the many things that we do to help our 6th graders become acquainted with our building. It can be pretty intimidating for a 10, 11-year-old coming from a building that they've been in for 5 or 6 years, the elementary school. Then all of a sudden you go up into middle school with these big 7th and 8th graders and you walk from class to class. You might have 9 different periods in a school day and see 9 different teachers, and you got to figure out where the lunchroom is, the band hall, choir room, etc. So that can be overwhelming for some students, and so we want to do everything we can to familiarize them with our building. So we invite them over in the spring. They come over with their teachers. We have current 6th graders that give our incoming 6th graders, the 5th graders at that time, a tour of the building, talk to them about some of the ins and outs of middle school, and just try to help ease that comfort level. And then we bring them over again, obviously, here coming up for our sixth grade Blue Jay Camp and orientation. That way they get to meet all their teachers, parents, students can have conversations with the teachers, ask questions of the teachers, walk through their bell schedules and just familiarize themselves that much more. So come that first day of school on Thursday the 23rd, they're ready to go. I do want to add with the registration, all seventh graders and 12th graders must have their immunizations current in order to be allowed to show up for school. And that is just the state of Iowa immunization law. So they have to have the Tdap and meningococcal immunizations. And all the doctor's offices should be very familiar with those. So if students can make sure they get those taken care of prior to the beginning of school, we greatly appreciate it. Another thing, sports physicals must be completed prior to students participating in practice. Middle school sports begin the first day of school. That's football and volleyball, and that's for 7th and 8th graders. So we highly encourage families to get those appointments taken care of so that their students can be in good standing and practice on the first day of school.
All right. One thing new this year in the school district in general is the success room. You were pretty instrumental in getting this going, correct?
Yes, that is correct. It is something that we as an administrative team feel is necessary to benefit some of our students who just really struggle in the traditional setting, the traditional 8-9 period day with 25, 30 students in the classroom, going to as many different teachers in a day. It just doesn't work for some of our students. And they tell us that over and over and over by their actions, whether it's discipline, acting out, withdrawing, shutting down, not showing up for school, etc. We've had several conversations about ways to help our students be more successful, find a means that meets them more where they're at, and the success room will hopefully do that. This will be a small setting, just a handful of students, much more one-to-one interaction with teachers, more self-paced learning. There'll be computer-based learning in there, project-based learning. There'll be behavior modification where students can work on the skill deficits that they may have that were causing them to struggle in the traditional setting.
All right, so it sounds like a great program, and we'll definitely keep an eye on that as the school year progresses. Now, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about is something that you were mentioning off-air, that's the teen leadership elective. What can you tell me about this class?
Yes, this is another elective that we're very happy to bring into the middle school. Teen leadership is a byproduct of the Capturing Kids' Hearts program. And it is a curriculum, year-long curriculum, that offers students an opportunity to work on those skills of leadership. It could be something as simple as how to address an adult, walk up to someone, shake their hand firmly, positively look them in the eye, and greet them, state their name, and address somebody. There's also lessons on service learning. One of the things that our elective group did last year, and we had a class called ACTS that is somewhat similar to this teen leadership class. Something that they did was they helped when we were shorthanded with our custodian. He was out for knee surgery. So the ACTS class went around and a few days a week would go and empty some of the trash cans just to help out. And so to do some service learning around the building. So this year we've added on, instead of ACTS, we're ramping it up to teen leadership. This will be an elective for all of our sixth graders. It'll be mandatory that they take this. And we feel it'll just help get our sixth graders off and running. It'll give them some of the skills they need to be successful in middle school, as well as in high school and in life. And then we're also going to open it up to more of our seventh and eighth graders as an elective that they can sign up for.
All right. Well, Perry Middle School Principal Sean Kruger, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that covers it. Go Blue Jays.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sean Kruger. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.